When a colleague or member of staff is in distress, it can be really difficult to know what to do. You want to provide support, but what's the best way? You don't want to overstep any boundaries, but you don't want to ignore them. I mean, they're in distress. The first thing to recognise is that you can provide support, but you don't have to fix them or provide any treatment for their recovery. You provide support and signpost to help. Never put pressure on yourself to be the miracle worker or the fixer. Now, many people think that there is something psychologically magical that is said to help others in distress, but there isn't. The magic thing is to listen to them and to hear them, to acknowledge their emotional distress. And lots of people actually think they're good at this, and they're not so good as they think. Let's look how we usually help people who are upset or suffering. When we see people in emergency programmes on the telly around accidents, we'll hear the victim be told, "Oh, you were lucky in that car crash." I mean, what part of a car crash is lucky? Lucky is not being in the car crash. Now, yes, I know they were trying to look them on the bright side, but that doesn't help. Another thing we do is that we say, "Yeah, but I'm really struggling with my son at the moment. He's being a nightmare at school." "Oh yeah, but your daughter's fabulous." "I'm really struggling with my workload at the moment." "Yeah, but you don't have as much to do as me." Or we tell them to focus on the positives. "I feel really low at the moment." "What? You've got nothing to be low about. Look at all the good things in your life and be grateful." Or we tell them what they're doing wrong. "I don't like myself at the moment." "Well, it's because you need to lose weight and get down to the gym. That'll make you feel better." Or, "Mark and I had another argument last night." "Ditch him. He's just not worth it. You'll be better off without him." Now, what that means is in our quest to make someone feel better or fix it, we are actually not acknowledging their pain. And that's what they need. We all need to have our pain acknowledged and heard, no matter how trivial it may seem. It's my pain and not yours. It's my perception, not yours. Don't dismiss me. Don't dismiss my pain. And people feel better when they are heard. That's the magic thing. Just having someone say, "That sounds awful. Thank you for telling me. How can I help?" And this can be done with anyone and it won't overstep any boundaries. By acknowledging and validating what they are feeling, you're providing the best support. So many studies show that people feel better just being heard. Sometimes it is tempting to say, "Oh, I know how you feel. It happened to me." And we do mean it lovingly because people think it will help the bond. But in most of the cases, it doesn't. It takes the focus away from their pain. And then they might feel guilty because you possibly had it worse. You know how annoying it is to talk to someone who's been there and done it with everything you say only 10 times worse. That's what it's like. Just focus on their pain. Say things like, "That sounds really hard. Thank you for telling me. That must really hurt." Listen and acknowledge. It will feel uncomfortable, but you will get used to it. And allow silence. Don't feel you have to fill it. They're processing their thoughts. Again, at the end, "How can I help you?" Signpost them to professional support or help that is available. Ask them if they want a regular catch-up with you or just doing a lunchtime talk. Maybe doing normal things helps us feel better. It's not helpful to bombard with advice on mental health that we've read about. Telling someone to eat their way to good mental health or to sleep more isn't helpful. And I'm not saying that these don't have an effect, but when you have mental health issues, they are quite minor bits. If appropriate, think about helping them with making decisions. When someone is suffering with mental health issues, making decisions can be really hard. So maybe help them out by making some decisions for them. If someone suffers a panic attack or is displaying a very high level of distress, this can be frightening to witness. Now remember the saying, you don't teach someone to swim whilst they're drowning. You rescue them and you support them and reassure them. If someone is having a panic attack, remain calm. Whilst it is a horrible experience for them, it isn't life-threatening and it will pass. Perhaps talk to them about breathing slowly. Breathing into a paper bag is old hat and not recommended. Speak in short sentences saying, "You will get through this. Tell me what you'll need. You're doing really well." Perhaps start talking about something completely different to distract them, a program you saw on telly or something funny. Wait with them and constantly reassure them. Now remember, you won't do any harm by just listening. Allow people to express their emotions and remain calm is the best way to support distressed staff or colleagues. Finally, consider the impact on your mental health and well-being. Take time out to speak about your emotions to someone else if necessary. Your mental health is just as important. Thank you for listening, and remember, you're amazing.